The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The scooter of the scandal, as it was dubbed by the Rouillac auction house, was sold at a French chateau on Sunday for €20,500. The famous bike was at the centre of a headline-grabbing love affair between then-President François Hollande and actress Julie Gaye. Joining us now is John Litchfield, veteran correspondent based in France. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, French presidents in the past have been allowed to go about their romantic business without intrusion of the press. What happened here?
Yeah, you know, things have changed. You're absolutely right. I mean, Jacques Chirac was somewhat celebrated for his many, many different love affairs. Before and during the time he was president, nothing was ever said about them. Sarkozy, well, there was coverage of his relationship, his various relationships, but they were all sort of out in the open and not really very secret. This was the first time that there was a sort of Anglo-Saxon, as the French would say, type intrusion into the private life of a serving president, and therefore did mark a big change in French media and cultural attitudes.
Now, the centre of his affections was an actress, but the problem, I suppose, was that he was very ostensibly loyally married at the time to someone else.
No, he wasn't married. The strange thing about Hollande, Pat, is that he is now married to Julie Gaye, the woman at the centre of this, but he was in a relationship for many, many years with Ségolène Royal, who was presidential candidate before him, as you may remember. They had four children together. They never got married. Then he left her, and he had a relationship with a journalist called Valérie Trierweiler, who was living in the Élysée Palace with him. She was his official compagnon, as the French would say, his partner. But they never got married, and their relationship was kind of breaking up at this point, as it turned out. And he had this relationship with Julie Gaye, who had a flat available to her, literally 200 or 300 meters only from the Élysée Palace. And he used to use this bike to sneak out the back door of the Élysée Palace with a sort of black visored helmet on, so no one could recognize him, and he was taken by someone else. He wasn't riding the scooter himself, and had his tryst with Julie Gaye in that way, which is why the bike itself became, the scooter itself became so famous.
Now, as you say, the apartment where the affair was conducted was on, I think, Rue du Cerque, very near the Élysée Palace. So he'd hop on the back of the scooter, driven by whom?
Driven by a security guard, one assumes. I don't think it was ever made clear at the time that the scooter belonged to the Élysée Palace. It was for use for delivering documents, for currying things around the city. It wasn't Hollande's personal property. It was belonged to the French state, if you like, and he was taken by, I mean, as president, I suppose, even if he went on a tryst like this, he did have some kind of security with him. And I presume it was a security guard or some sort of flunky from the palace who did this and was therefore in on the secret.
What, I suppose, caught the public imagination was the vision of the diminutive Hollande on the back of a scooter with a big helmet.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's a very, if you meet him, he's a very sweet, very easy to speak to man, Hollande, but he's not physically the most imposing president the French have ever had, quite short, quite dumpy, as you say. And he even tried at first to deny that it was him. Then it was pointed out that the shoes that the person on the back of the scooter was wearing were shoes that were often seen on the feet of the president. And he had to, you know, admit that it was indeed him. But as you say, it was a characteristic Hollande-like shape on the second figure on the scooter.
Now, what happened as a result of that? I mean, he continued on in spite of the press attention.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of his relationship with Valérie Trierweiler, that exploded at that point, and it broke up, and he continued the relationship with Julie Gaye, and as I say, they have now been married since they remain together, and that's the first time that Hollande has been married in his life. It was about halfway through, or not even halfway through, 2014, all this happened. He'd only been president for 2 years. He became the least popular president ever in the history of France. He was below 10% approval ratings by the end, or just before the end, and never ran again. And it was his former economic aide, Emmanuel Macron, who ran and won, as you know, in 2017. So whether this incident had any effect on his popularity, I think it might have increased it rather than decreased it. It certainly wasn't because of this incident that it became so unpopular. It's partly because the French economy was doing very, very badly at that point, and the left, who had elected him, his socialist president, turned against him for pursuing policies they regarded as much too right-wing. He's now very popular again. This is a characteristic of French life, Pat, that people, ex-presidents, become very popular, especially when they're dead, but certainly when they're retired. And he's now even said to be talking about trying to make a comeback in 2027, but I think that's extremely unlikely.
Yeah, so people might have developed a little more affection for him because of his nocturnal adventures, but it's not exactly the milk tray man or James Bond perched on the back of a Piaggio.
No, but I mean, it just, you know, Hollande had a reputation as a sort of a decent man, a sort of knockabout sort of man, but not as sort of an extraordinary sort of thrilling or romantic figure. So I think in the French way of seeing things, the fact that he was doing this, seeking out of the palace to see his girlfriend, in some eyes, I think, rather increased his stature. But as it certainly didn't, I don't think, lead to his unpopularity. That was caused by many other things.
All right. Now, the vehicle in question, it's a three-wheeler, two front wheels and one rear wheel, the Piaggio. They're a great vehicle because you can actually stop at the traffic lights without putting your foot down. So that tends to be an asset when you're riding one of these bikes. It was sold, but who bought it at such a high price?
Well, it had been sold by the Elysee Palace long ago, and then it went through various kinds of hands, and it belonged to a couple who'd bought it for their 50th wedding anniversary as a sort of a golden wedding anniversary to themselves, and Hollande even sent them a dedicated copy of his book saying it was very pleased to see that they were using this bike to celebrate their love. But then they decided to try and make some money out of it, and it was sold at auction at the weekend to a man called Denis Berry, who runs a museum for sort of celebrated vehicles of all kinds going back to the 1920s in Western France. And he paid double the asking price, as you say, €20,500, more than that when all the fees are added. And this is, you know, it's got 34,000 kilometres on the clock, apparently, this scooter. And so its actual value as a scooter was only about €1,000, €2,000. It wasn't anything like what was paid for it. So the amount paid for it was purely because of its association with this celebrated incident.
Yeah. What do we know of the other women in his life? Where are they now? I mean, Trier Weiler, who wrote a kiss and tell book about him and about that particular adventure, and his previous Ms. Royale.
Yeah. Well, Valerie Trierweiler was journalist for Paris Match for many years. She's part of company with them now. She was a political correspondent. She still writes articles about French politics, but she's not really a very prominent figure anymore in French public life. Yes. Ségolène Royal, who'd run for president before Hollande and lost to Sarkozy in 2007, is still around. She's still a figure, but it tends to be rather marginal these days and make rather extreme comments on things, made comments almost supporting Putin in the Ukraine war and then had to withdraw. So she's no longer a significant figure in French politics, I would say, but still around, certainly. And they, Hollande, I think, is he a significant figure now? He would like to be again, and he's certainly someone who appears a lot on chat shows, political chat shows, and is sort of taken seriously as a commentator on French political life, but suggestions that he might try and make a comeback in 3 years' time, I don't think should be taken that seriously. I don't think his popularity, his revived popularity, is sufficient for him to be able to do that.
Well, perhaps the sale of the infamous Love Machine at the weekend will bring him back into public focus again. John, thank you very much for joining us. John Litchfield, based in France, with that extraordinary story of the nocturnal adventures of François Hollande.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.